have the public library. We're all kind of friends of the library, but the official friend of the public library is Autumn Lattimore. Hi, Autumn. How are you?
Good morning, Don. And I have to give you a belated happy birthday.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Where's the cake?
Yeah, well, it's in the parking lot.
Okay, we'll go get it. Yeah. I'll wait.
Okay.
You had some big doings in your family, you just told me, huh?
We did. My daughter, whose name is Winter. Yes, don't laugh. Winter follows autumn. She graduated, and we had prom, of course, the wonderful Racine prom. And she's headed tomorrow to regionals for shot put. So we'll see what happens.
She can remind her husband someday. Now, before you say no to this, remember, I was a shot putter. And this could hurt.
There you go.
So think carefully before you do anything stupid.
You got it.
My graduation, my diploma is somewhere in a landfill. My mother, when she moved from her house, she was there for almost 50 years in the house. And she decided they were moving. Well, they were moving. They, you know, retired. They were moving to Florida. And she threw everything out. And my brother said, "You better get over here. The dumpster's here." And meanwhile, I'm sitting here in Racine, and that's on Long Island. And he said, "Mom's throwing everything out. Everything's going in the dumpster. I'm grabbing my medical books out of here." I said, "Do you see anything that belongs to me?" "No, it's just covered. She just keeps dumping and dumping and dumping." So I said to her, "Why did you throw out my high school diploma?" She goes, "If it was important to you, you would have taken it with you."
Oh, yeah. Well.
She threw out a whole bunch of stuff. My Beatles ticket stubs from my Beatles concert I went to in 1965. She said, "If it was important, you would have taken him with you."
Oh, boy.
Mom, I didn't know you were going to have a burning pits thing going on.
That's a tough one.
And she said, "If it was important, you would have taken it with you." Obviously, it wasn't that important.
I don't know that she's wrong.
Thank you very much. I was expecting a little sympathy.
No, sorry. I'm not much better. I've got too much junk, so I get it.
So what's the Friends of the Public Library?
The Friends group is a specific advocacy group. We sit beside the library, we support the library, and we raise funds for wonderful library programming, largely focused on families and youth. So we use donations from our patrons and all different types of folks to raise those funds with our book sales and our book teak, and as well as our memberships. So we encourage everyone to be a member. Entry level membership is $15 a year. Very reasonable.
That's less than going out to Culver's. You know,
there you go.
So how do you become a member?
You can go to RacineLibrary.info and you just look for Friends, and we are right there. You will take PayPal or a credit card. It's very easy. You get a lovely membership card. We give you a gift that you can pick up at the front desk of the library, and you can get free books every month, and you get notice for all of our wonderful sales and events that go on throughout the year.
Just hope your mother doesn't throw out your membership card when she moves.
Let's hope not.
Okay, so we have a couple of topics we need to talk about. Donation Day, which is coming up, I can't believe June 7th is next week.
It's next Saturday, yes. So Donation Day is where we ask you, the public, whenever you've got those books, games, puzzles, records, DVDs, what else? CDs, comic books, anything you want to get rid of from a literary and cozy hobby point of view.
Why do people want to get rid of their DVDs? I'm a big DVD collector and Blu-rays. I still collect them.
Blu-rays, yep. We get those occasionally.
I don't know why people get rid of this. What if you want to see that movie?
Yeah, well.
Now you're going to have to pay to stream it. This way you get to see it for free.
Right, but you've got to find the technology that'll play it.
A DVD player.
Well, sometimes those break.
Well, everything breaks.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I'll go down there. Now, Donation Day, so when's the sale?
The Donation Day is on the 7th from 11 to 3. Yeah. And the sale will be this fall. So we go through, we curate, we price. We had an incredible Donation Day this past spring. and an incredible sale. We just got depleted of so much of our inventory. So we need you all to come out and give us a good amount of donations.
You didn't see my high school diploma donated.
No, okay. I did not.
I can't believe she threw that out.
All right. She's not going to live that one down.
No, I'm not. You know, I said to her once, this is years later, and you can never forget about this. No, I'm never going to forget about it. There's no proof I graduated high school. You threw it out. She goes, it's not a big deal. We know you graduated. Yeah, I know, but, you know, I want to have it on the wall. So,
well, if it meant a lot to you, John,
you would have taken it with you. And my Beatle ticket stubs, too. Color Our World, the summer reading program for kids and adults.
Yes, it's a wonderful program that the Friends is funding through, again, the donations that we receive. It actually is kicking off on the same day, on the 7th, and it's where you can create art and you can get started on a reading challenge and also get ready for just summer fun. You can drop in at any time during open hours and enjoy all kinds of activities and celebrate reading. And then there's a special portion to the Color Our World, which is STEAM-based. It's a challenge. And I bet you want to know what that means.
Of course I want to know.
Okay. Well, that means that we actually work with the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math as a challenge where learners of all ages can earn points by completing different activities and attending programs and checking out ebooks and writing reviews related to STEAM. So when you earn enough points, you can actually stop into our innovation lab up on the second floor and you can get your completion prize. So it's a pretty cool program.
My wife reads to me and she's a great reader.
Aww.
And we will pick a book. And right now we're reading Bob Barry. He was a big famous DJ in Milwaukee, wrote a book. And it's really good. And when we go on road trips, she reads to me in the car. And she reads to me at night before we go to bed.
You are so spoiled.
Well, you know what it is? And she's a good reader. She doesn't stumble, doesn't go, when she's reading.
Did I stutter? You are so spoiled.
So she's very good. So she reads to me while we're sleeping.
I love it.
Before we go to bed at night. And I love what she reads. She got a great voice for reading.
Good.
And I don't have to read.
You are a lucky man.
I know. This is everything in the world I wanted. I got.
Hey, that's saying something.
You know, I remember when I was going to located at the library, we had these little tiny chairs, and they used to put them in a semicircle, and one of the librarians used to read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a simple book because it was like three words on each page, and they'd show you the picture. They go, you know. But, you know, if you think back to some of these early books, like See Sally, See Dick, See Jane. I mean, you see, and there's like four words in the entire book, and somebody published it.
Right.
Wow, I could do that.
I know. It was a different time.
And now you got to read Harry Potter 600 pages.
You know, for some reason, I seem to remember that story time, the concept of story time was started in Racine. I need to go back and kind of Google that. But for some reason, that was some piece of trivia that's in my head. So we need to look that one up.
I got one for you here. This is the, you know, the Scripps Spelling Bee Challenge?
Oh, yeah.
That's today. This is a big nationwide. Let me see if I can
find it. Don't ask me to spell, Don.
This is a big, giant, nationwide spelling bee.
I know. It's pretty cool, too.
And I got it here. Hold on. Some of the words are real simple.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they are. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it here. All right. The Scripps Spelling Bee Challenge. By the way, it's called the Bee originally because the newspaper there is the Sacramento Bee.
The Sacramento Bee. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was called the Spelling Bee.
Love it.
That's where they get Scripps Howard, which owns, I think, Channel 12 in Milwaukee, owns the rights to that. So anyway, here are the words that Americans Googled the most. Some of them pretty easy. Congratulations. Now, I think the D and the T square everybody up.
Absolutely.
I was passing, I won't mention that and embarrass the hotel, but there's a hotel here in town, and it said, congratulations, graduating seniors, and they spelled it with a D on the marquee.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, was right. Appreciation. What would be the problem with that one? Appreciation. That seems pretty easy.
Maybe one less P.
I don't know. Florida. How would you screw that up?
I don't know.
Amazing.
No way.
But here's the one I couldn't spell. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Camouflage.
Ooh.
These kids probably have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Camouflage. I tried to do it even after I saw it, how it was spelled.
It's one of those weird.
Yeah.
Weird ones.
Just for the record, it's Camouflage. I would never have got that in a million years. Camouflage.
I would have left out a U. Somewhere.
I would have left out half the letters. Camouflage. Boy, that's a tough
what
one.
What would we do without
these
Google?
Kids get, they get harder words than that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't, sure. I don't know how do you practice for that? Just read the dictionary? I mean, I think you practice for a spelling. It could be millions of words. And they would say, can I have the definition, please? And they give the definition. I'm like, that's going to help. Can you use it in the sentence, please?
They're using it. They're buying time.
That's what I think they're doing.
Buying time.
I think they're trying to.
Smart young people.
Yeah, they are smart. And these kids are like, you know, 11, 12 years old, and they know how to spell camouflage. Okay, our next program, the summer, let's see what I wrote here. I need to get summer scares. Uh-oh.
Summer scares, yes. Well, we love the Summer Scares program. This is allowing us to all to enjoy all the things that are dark and spooky in the summer, you know, sitting around the campfire and having a good ghost story. This is the 5th anniversary of Summer Scares. So
I'm scared thinking about it. I'm bringing back memories. That's why.
Yeah, there you go. See, and you can join the library and we'll be having book discussions and crafts that are inspired by the readings and then scary movie nights. So if you dare to come, I think you'll have a great time.
Boy, do you remember any summer scares when you were growing up?
What you used to do? Yeah.
We used to hang around the telephone pole. At night.
Yes.
Because there was a light at the top of the pole.
Of course.
And we used to sit there on the curb making up stories. And one of them was there was a house on the next block up
there
a few blocks.
There always is a house somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And they said in the back window, there's an old woman who died and her hand is still in the window. And I'm telling my father this thing. Now, keep in mind, I was probably about 18, 19 years. No, I wasn't that old. I was probably about, you know, 9 years old.
Yep.
And I said, she's dead. Her hand is in the window. She's just like, she was waving and it just froze. She's got rigor mortis. It's frozen in the window. My father said, "This, her hand is not in the window." I said, it is. So we were going out to eat. My father said, where's the house? So we pulled in to the house and it wasn't her house, but he had to walk through the backyard of the other house to see her, the back of their window. And he goes, that's not a hand. That's a flower. And so he took me back there and I said, son of a gun, there's a flower. What do you know about that? But we were, every night, the old lady's hand is still there in the window.
That's pretty funny.
We were afraid to go see it. Turns out it was a flower. Thanks, Dad, for wrecking my childhood memories. What are some of yours?
Well, I have a similar thing where my grandmother lived on a street, and we lived with her for a while, and there was a pretty scary house, and there was a strange man who kind of went in and out of the house and lived there, and, you know, we had all kinds of stories about him. Yeah.
Probably a nice guy, but you decided to.
Yeah, we had all kinds of names. Beef Stew Jack and...
Beef Stew Jack?
Beef Stew Jack, because he one day had like a Hormel beef stew, you know, can that fell out of his bag one day, and we called him Beef Stew Jack.
Where was this?
This is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness.
Think
Beef Stew is still around?
I highly doubt it. But
tonight you're going to have a nightmare about Beef Stew Jack. Can you talk about it?
Well, you know, I will tell you, it's a national phenomenon, our love for horror. And the seasonal summer screams, if you will, the summer scares program is actually a national program that's sponsored by the Horror Writers Association. So we're excited to be in partnership with them and to, again, sponsor the Summer Scares here in Racine.
When you go out in the hallway there, we just won the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Award for Best Interview.
Congratulations.
And the interview I did was with Rory Graves, mm-hmm. who wrote a book called Haunted Racine.
There you go.
And she was telling some stories. And the
I
building
bet.
She was telling it, they're still there. You could go... One of them was about a school. This is, you know, where on the St. Luke's is on 14th Street?
The yes. Ascension. Okay. Yes.
If you keep going west,
okay.
you'll see an old school. It's
yes.
huge, huge.
Yes.
The kid, it was built on the side of a cemetery.
Oh, that does not
and
bode it, well.
And it's
no.
like poltergeist, you know, when
yeah.
they said,
yeah.
you didn't move the graves. Kids were digging up bones.
No way.
Yeah, the people's bones and stuff.
Oh, that's freaky. No. Yeah, no.
It's on this is the cover of her book. Now, she put a light on one of the windows, but it's right there. There's a place on Main Street here that's got haunted stories. And she was telling these stories.
Any old town, I don't know,
they're not true.
Yeah, any old town, though, you're going to have that. You can just look at some of those places and say, I know there's some ghosts that live there. You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's just the way of the world.
Now I'm afraid to go out. It's daylight. You never know. This building is going to be 100 years old pretty soon.
How cool is that?
And who knows what? Not the building, the radio station. Okay. The building's from the 50s, but still.
All right. Well, it's old enough.
My house is over 100 years old, and we had to have a wall replaced. And I said, they took out, remember the old slats and stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they took out the wall, and I wanted to look inside to see if anything's in there.
No.
Nothing was in there. I thought, because an old sea captain owned our house, and I thought, well, maybe there's something in it.
Right.
And then I said,
like
let me go to the
newspaper or something?
Well, I wanted to go to the store, like a party store, and buy a plastic skeleton and throw them in the wood.
No.
So 50, 60 years from now, when they open it up, there's the skeleton laying in there.
That's not right.
I won't be around for the scare and the scream, but it was, you know, it's...
That's not right.
Pick out another, one more thing on the list here. We got time for
one more thing. Wow. Well, I want to just do a nice push for our seed library. We have an incredible seed library. It's a wonderful, wonderful asset to our area. You can come in and there's a credible number of drawers filled with different seeds by packet, by special area, vegetable, flowers, you name it, and you can come and just get seeds to...
A plethora of seeds.
Exactly, to start your garden or to start your flowers. And it, just based on our weather, you could, probably could still start at this point, right? So
she started already.
There
we
have you go.
She has box gardens.
We love the seed library.
Yeah. Okay, quick review. Donation day is coming up.
June 7th.
Make your donations, books, DVDs, Blu-rays, whatever you got.
Just come to the front and we will help you. The friends will help you unload your car.
And make sure they're in decent condition.
Absolutely.
Don't bring a book where the pages are all torn out.
Right, or moldy.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Come on, guys.
Color Our World, the summer reading program for kids and adults, kicks in.
That's on June 1st, it starts.
June 1st, mm-hmm. June 1st, okay.
Yeah, we start soon.
And here's the one I'm afraid
of. I'm sorry, that's June 7th. Summer Scare starts June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st. Summer Scare, that's what I'm afraid to mention. And that takes place, is that only what ages?
That starts with teens through adults, yeah.
Ooh, and you really get scary, huh?
We're talking like, you know, sixth grade and above. Well, yeah, we get scary.
What time do you do it at night?
Well, I think it's all day, actually. So go to racinelibrary.info, and there's a whole schedule of all the different activities.
And if people want to join Friends of the Library?
Also, racinelibrary.info, $15 for your basic membership, and we always can go higher, and you'll get a lovely gift for being a member of the Friends. Plus, you get letters from me every once in a while.
Okay.
That's even more special.
That's the price of admission right there.
There you go.
And nobody will ever throw those out.
No, they will not.
It'll be keepsakes forever.
They are anti your mom. That's correct.
So congratulations to your daughter.
Thank you so much, Don, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Congratulations to her. Thank you for coming in.
Always
got a smile on your face.
Glad to come in.
I'm used to looking at these grumpy people around here, but you got a smile on your face.
Oh, I think you give them a smile.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Thank you, Autumn.
Take good care.
Autumn Lattimore from the Racine Public Library, the Friends of the Library.